Well, hey, guys, and welcome to our Tuesday weekly team meeting. For those of you guys who are just jumping on this call for the first time, we run these calls every Tuesday, same time, same call-in information. If you're new to the team, mark your calendar so you can start joining us every week. We do cover a new topic every week that will help you to grow your business, everything from prospecting to how to work our focal point system the best way, memberships, any tips to help you succeed in your business. We love getting together and just sharing what has worked for us. We never forget where we come from or where we came from. Anything that I have learned on my journey with Ameriplan, I like to share with you guys. It doesn't do anybody any good for me to just hold it all in. So we get on this call and we share what works for us. And it's with that giving spirit that has built such an amazing culture here on the Freedom at Home team and what makes me so proud to be a part of this team. We do remember what it feels like to be brand new and to want and to need this bad, so we're always happy to give back. It's what we do and it's what we love. But for those of you guys who I haven't had the pleasure of meeting yet, my name is Christy Wooten, and I'm a National Sales Director here on the Freedom at Home team. I've been with the company since 2006, so we're going on 6 years now, and it's been an incredible journey. I've been home full-time now for 4 years, just doing Ameriplan and, you know, spending time on what matters most, my family. So I'm thrilled to be on this journey with you guys and help you guys reach that same success and beyond as well. So I know we are all excited about the crazy awesome announcement from yesterday's corporate call. If you haven't already heard or if you've been living under a rock, for the month of March, we are having an IBO enrollment promotion. Now, what that means for those of you guys who are new with us is from time to time, usually about once or twice a year, Ameriplan rolls out an IBO enrollment promotion where people can get started at a discounted startup price. So how it's going to work in March, and this obviously begins on March 1st, so we have about 48 hours till we start working on this. They're going to completely waive the $19.95 annual IBO fee. And with the Platinum plans, the Level 1, 2, and 3, the Level 1 is going to be $20 per month for the first 2 months, the regular price being $50 per month, so they'll be able to start Level 1 for just $20 per month for the first 2 months. And then, of course, beginning on that third month, it goes back to the $50. With the Level 2, the total Platinum, it's going to be $30 per month for the first 3 months, which is regularly $75 per month. And with the Level 3, the Platinum Freedom Pass, this one's going to be just $40 per month for the first 4 months. And this one's regularly $150 a month. So that is just an incredible deal. And I know a lot of you guys are going to be working on getting those added during this promotion. We'll be able to help a lot of people that maybe we've spoken to in the past that didn't have the startup, or maybe some people that just wanted to wait for a promotion to give it a shot. Now, let's see. What's really neat about this promotion is you are going to be credited the full monthly revenue on each new Platinum membership sold. So, for example, normally when we have a promotion, it's usually we get the MR that we receive is the amount that they pay. So normally it would be the $20 per month for a Level 1. But right now they're going to give us the regular MR amount of $50, $75, and $150. And this is going to be a really big deal when working on RSD promotions and above. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in detail in just a few minutes. But this promotion is huge, and the entire time I've been with Ameriplan, I've never seen a promotion where, one, they waive the IBO fee and reduce the monthly overhead at the same time, and two, they have the MR still count toward the full price for promotions. And if you're wondering what that means, as you know, it takes $300 in MR to reach RSD, which can be a combination of any type of business. For example, if you enroll two Platinum Freedom Pass IBOs for $150, that obviously gives you the $300 needed to hit RSD. Well, during the promotion, the Platinum Freedom Pass is just $40 to get started. However, again, they're still counting the MR as $150 for promotion purposes. So what I'm saying is you can get to RSD in the month of March by enrolling just two $40 Platinum Freedom Pass IBOs. That is really exciting. And of course, you can also get to RSD enrolling the level ones and twos, but that's just an example of the quickest way to get it done in March. And if you're a new IBO within your first 30 days, if you get RSD done within your first 30 days, you will receive a fast-track cash bonus of $100 during this promotion. And of course, if you fast-track to SRSD during this promotion, it'll be a $400 bonus. So I don't know about you guys, but if I were working on getting to RSD right now in my business, I would get it done this month with this incredible promotion. This is the time. This is a really good window of opportunity to fast track to RSD. And we've had some really great things happen for our team members during promotions in the past. I have watched people go from having zero IBOs to 20 IBOs, and people go from RSD to SRSD to ESD all the way up. There have been so many NSD promotions during promotion months. I've seen people hit 25K, 50K, and beyond, and we've had a lot of incredible success stories during promotions, and I would love to see many more on our team this month. I know I was up so late last night going through all the people on my team that have potential promotions coming up that could get it done and helping create a game plan for that, so it's going to be fun. But I wanted to share with you guys a personal promotion example for you, of a personal example of me during a promotion at one time. At the beginning of February 2008, I was an ESD making about $17,000 per year in residual income with Ameriplan. And by the end of the promotion, I hit SESD and then NSD 2 weeks later and grew my income to $34K. That is two PIN level promotions. That's two level PIN level promotion jump and a $17,000 raise in one promotion. So promotions are powerful, guys. All you have to do is commit to getting to work every day and great things will happen. And during this promotion, we will not only be able to help ourselves and our teams, but we will be able to help so many people find their positive change by starting to work at home with our team. I couldn't imagine if Janie hadn't called me. That one phone call has completely changed my life. And many of our leaders started during a promotion, actually. I know Janie and Kelly did, and many others started during a promotion. We were at a convention a couple years ago, and we were in Janie's room having an NSD meeting. And just out of curiosity, they asked how many of us enrolled during a promotion, and three-quarters of the room raised their hand. So you can find some amazing team members during enrollment promotions. Just because the price goes down doesn't mean that the quality goes down. So go on a mission to find a bunch of new leaders and grow your team big. And think about me and the many other leaders on our team that truly needed this when you're making your calls. You have even more opportunity to make a difference this month, and that is really exciting stuff. Now, I'm not going to keep you guys too long today because I know you're full force with getting ready for this promotion and have a lot of work to do. I just wanted to get together and make sure that everyone is set up to take full advantage of this promotion. I actually received a question from a team member last night. I mentioned something about staying up till midnight getting ready for the promotion, and she asked me, what exactly does getting ready for the promotion mean? What do you do? And I thought, that's a really good question that I'm sure a lot of people have. So today I want to focus on that, what the leaders do to get ready for and make the most of a promotion, a game plan to really rock this promotion. So along with all the other stuff you have already been doing, you want to keep doing that, but you can go ahead and add these things that I'm going to mention, and you'll have a lot of people to talk to. First thing I do when there's a promotion coming up, and I haven't exactly done this yet since we're 2 days out, but I always contact all of my old prospects, the ones that you had really good conversations with. These are easy calls. They already have all the information. You're just giving them a call to let them know about the promotion. And if you can call them, that's best. But if you have 1,000 of them, that would be a little challenging. So you can at least email them and let them know about the promotion. I personally do an email broadcast once a week for the first 3 weeks. And then the last week, I send an email broadcast each day on the last 3 days. So my first broadcast is going to go out the minute it shows that we can enter applications at the enrollment price. So whether that's tomorrow evening, or first thing March 1st in the morning, which I believe it is, that's when I'm going to send out my first broadcast. And I'm happy to share anything I send out with you guys, so just shoot me an email if you'd like to see it. And my email broadcasts are just text. I don't usually include a graphic. Every now and then I'll just include a picture of myself and my signature line, but they're basically just text because they do get through the spam filters easier. However, if you do utilize the Focal Point system, any of the email broadcasts on there, even if they do have graphics on them, will still work fine for you. And, you know, these broadcasts have really worked beautifully for our team in the past. And also, I keep a notebook always, and I write all my presentations in them as I make them. I keep notes from each prospect, all that good stuff. I'm also going through that and emailing them individually or giving them a call individually just in case the email blast or broadcast missed them. So I always go through that notebook and give the ones that I, you know, kind of put a smiley face next to because I thought that they would be great. I give them a call and let them know. And it's work, but it's worth it. I would say over half of my enrollments during any enrollment promotion come from past prospects, so it's definitely worth it. Now, another thing that you can do is you can purchase leads. I recommend the self-serve leads. Those are great, and you can find those at selfserveleads.com. I personally work with the 10-cent internet short-form leads, and I search by area code. I like to get the ones in my area code. I seem to do very well with that. Also, you could purchase a starter pack of leads from the hbbleads.com. What purchasing leads does is it gives you people to speak with immediately. You don't have to wait for any advertising efforts to work or wait for any leads to come in because you never want to be waiting for leads to come in when we have something like an enrollment promotion. You want to have people to talk to right now so you can take advantage of every minute. And that's what purchasing leads will do for you. If you have a team leader that will help you with leads, definitely get with them and let them know you're serious. And you, if they have any extra leads, that you would be happy to work them to the bone, and I'm sure they'll be happy to help you with that. Also, you want to double your ad postings. A lot of us on this team post on Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, ClassifiedAds.com. Anywhere you can post an ad, post double the ads. The more ads that you post out there, the better. During a regular month, I go in and post ads maybe once a week or whenever I have a spare moment, whenever that may be. During a promotion, I sit down every single night and I don't go to bed until I post on every single place that I know about. It makes a big difference. I wake up to leads in the morning ready to go. Also, look for a new place to advertise. You know, it's always good to branch out and find something new, and during a promotion, it's a good time to do that. Of course, you don't want to spend incredibly too much time on that, but look for something new. Get with your enroller, your NSD. Let them know you're looking for somewhere new, and maybe they can help you out with that. You also want to keep up with your social networks daily on Facebook, Cafe Mom, Twitter, any social networking site that you're on. A lot of our new enrollments lately have been coming from social networking, so because just about everybody in the world hangs out on the sites like Facebook. So you want to take advantage of that. If you have any questions about how to work Facebook with fan pages, all that good stuff, I have some information on my blog. We have some information on the forum. Just get with us and also connect with us on Facebook so you can kind of see what we're doing on a daily basis. To me, that's the fastest way to learn, to kind of watch how people are utilizing the social networks to their advantage. Also, you want to get on the work-at-home mom message boards. If you're a work-at-home dad, get on the work-at-home dad. Or if you don't have children, that's okay. There's just generic work-at-home message boards. On these, you can join the conversations. Make sure you have some information about your business and your signature line. You can just put your website, your phone number. Some people put a little blurb like work-at-home, currently interviewing, whatever you want to put on there. You can join in the conversations. Look for AmeriPlan folders on the different message boards that you're on. If there's not a specific AmeriPlan folder, you can just post in the general sections. Also, you can post in the advertise your business sections on the message boards. I do this multiple times per day during a promotion, and I always get leads trickling in from that. And what's really great about working leads from work-at-home message boards is they're pretty familiar with the industry. They're familiar that things like this have startup costs, that they're home businesses, and they're typically pretty good leads. Also, if you want to get out, you can get out there and put out business cards, sizzle cards, postcards, flyers around town. I've done this in the past, and it works beautifully. Leaving that paper trail around town with all of our really nice Vistaprint samples that we have, it works very, very well. So if you're new to the team and you haven't heard of Vistaprint, you can order free materials on vistaprint.com. And we do have free templates that you can copy unless you just want to get creative. You could shoot me an email and I can send you over some, or you can look on our forum under that section and you can find some samples on there as well. Also, if you have a few dollars to invest, if you're thinking, you know, I have $20, I have $30, what should I do with it? Something good would be maybe to post an ad in your local newspaper. You can do an online newspaper listing, or you can do a print ad. Some people like to advertise in their community newsletters, those coffee news, penny savers, any of those. Those would be great. But most importantly, during March, you should make it your goal to completely double your efforts. If you want bigger numbers, you have to put bigger efforts. So you want to double your calls. If you typically make 3 to 5 calls per day, make 6 to 10 per day. Really take advantage of this. Do you want to double your ads? If you post 3 ads a day, post 6. And then, of course, you know, put in the effort. Stay up late, wake up early, turn off the TV, make sacrifices. It's just 1 month. And at the end of the month, you will be so happy that you did. You may pass out on the last day of the promotion like we all do, but it's awesome. It's an amazing feeling to see that you've reached your goals and really, you know, pushed yourself forward towards your goal of success with Ameriplan. And if you're new to the team, don't feel like you have to be a trained superstar, because you don't. You can start working the same day that you start. Janie enrolled Kelly on her 3rd day. She wasn't fully trained at all. She just grabbed a script and started calling. So to our new team members, start working today. Grab a script and jump on the phone like Janie did. And what you can do, you can post a sizzle call in your position overview page on your Facebook status or anywhere you like to post online, and let it work for you your first few days or your first week. I have a couple new team members that I've enrolled that have been doing this, and it's working beautifully for them. Now, a couple tips on presentations during promotions. I always like to let people know that they can try this out, you know, at the promotion price. There's no contracts. As brokers, we're not held to any contractual agreements. Our brokership is completely month-to-month, so that they can absolutely try this and see if this would be a good fit for them. Now, of course, it's always great to get a person that's willing to commit, but sometimes you're going to find those people that are a little leery and would just like to try it out, and just let them know that there's no contracts and they can absolutely do that. And then finally, I want you guys to really keep in mind that in March, you can get to regional sales director with as little as 2 enrollments. That's it. And that's what I would focus on if I was working toward RSD. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the call. I would love to hear if we have any leaders on the call that would like to share what they've been doing the past few days to prepare for the promotion. So give me just a moment. Hey, guys, anybody have any questions or would like to share what you guys are doing to get ready for the promotion?
Hey, Christy.
Hey, Winnie.
Yeah, I just wanted to second what you said about the past people. I think a lot of times it seems very glamorous to buy tons of new leads and work them, and those will provide business for you now and for the future. But honestly, the stuff that seems like grunt work for the first couple minutes of just going back through old leads and spending even like half an hour a day, just pick 100 names a day or whatever it is and look through, and going back and calling those people, I've had a really good success with that in the past. And people are really excited that you remember them. They're like, oh, you remember me? Oh, I've been thinking about that. And I just feel like that was just a really good thing that you said about going back to some of the folks that you, you know, may have spoken to in the last few weeks or months.
Absolutely. And, you know, the first few days of a promotion, that is my 100% focus. Because those are easy. You're just calling them back.
They are.
And letting
them
know you've done the work.
That's right, exactly. And it costs you $0, you know, that's
exactly.
The cool part.
Exactly. So if you've been with the team for any length of time and you've built any type of pipeline, that's exactly where I would start. Because, you know, sometimes the timing's just not right in people's lives. And like Winnie just said, a lot of them do get that reaction like, wow, you remembered me and I have been thinking about this, and they're happy to hear from you. Anything else, guys? Any questions? Anything you'd like to share?
You have sent out the email to the people that you're for, like, before the promotion starts?
I usually wait until the moment it starts.
Okay.
I mean, you could let them know that it was starting, but I typically just wait until the moment it starts. I always keep an eye on when the back office states that we can go. And then I have my email ready, and I hit send at that very moment.
Okay, so you can do the email before. Do you know we're going to get a template for it?
Oh, absolutely. We'll have tons of templates passing around. And I'm actually, I created a template yesterday that, well, I didn't really create it. I altered it from a template that I've been using for years. I usually go back and use a lot of the same templates that I've, you know, created years ago. So I went and got one ready that we could start sending out, immediately. And I'm going to forward that to my group today. If you're not on my mailing list or not in my group, send me an email and I'll forward it over to you. I'm happy to share.
What's the email address?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's kwooten, kwooten at ameriplan.net. And I'll post it in the forum and I'll send stuff to Janie. So you guys will be seeing some stuff around.
Oh, I might be able to get it on your post. Okay, that's all the questions I had.
Okay. Any other questions, guys?
Hey, Christy, I have a question.
Okay.
Hello. On the self-serve leads, I actually just, it's my first time I actually did some yesterday. What is your, since they're not leads that actually have, like, gone to your website, how do you kind of, like, open, I guess, a conversation with how you got their information is what I'm kind of struggling with.
Right, I completely understand.
Do I let them know that they're home, you know, that they went somewhere and searched from work from home is how I got it? That's kind of what I'm wanting to know when I speak with them.
Yeah, pretty much. Have you seen the method that I use for self-serve leads?
No,
Okay, not a problem. I just didn't want to be repetitive if you had already known about it. The first thing that I do when I order self-serve leads is I validate their email address through an email validator. And let me pull that up real quick so I can tell you what the website is.
Okay.
I always check emails before I put them into a focal point because they penalize for bad email addresses. The email validator website that I use is www.leadspend.com. It's completely free. There's no charge for anything, but it's leadspend.com. So when I order the leads, I run them through the email validator, and then I quick add them into our focal point system using the quick add feature, and I enter them into the purchased IBOs folder.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I loaded some emails in there for you guys to use that I've been using on purchased leads for years. And basically what the tone of the email is it prompts them, it gives them the information, then it prompts them to request an interview. So that would at least get them seeing the email, requesting information, and then you've got an opt-in lead, which is really good. And I call those first.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But I also call so that they know why you're calling because they've requested an interview. And I also call the people that maybe didn't see the email or they didn't realize what it was. I still call the other leads on the list. And how I approach that, to answer your question, is I let them know, you know, that I received their request for some information about working at home. Is this a good time for you? Or are you still looking to work from home? Well, actually, with the self-serve leads, I wouldn't say that because they just requested information 3 days ago. So I'm pretty sure they're still looking.
Okay.
So what I would say is, my, you know, I received your information. you know, about wanting to work at home. Is this a good time for you? And then I would just start going through my script. I never do anything fancy. The only thing I change on my script when I'm talking to a purchase lead is when I ask them, you know, or let them know that I received their request for an interview. Instead, I say I received your request for information about working at home with our team. And then I just go through everything like normal.
Okay.
Christy, what was that? www.leads?
Yeah, lead, L-E-A-D, spend,
huh?
Like spend your money, .com.
Oh, okay, okay. .com.
So,
yes,
so what will it, if you put the emails in there and they're not valuable, will it need to penalize? What will it do?
It'll just let you know that the email address has not been found or it's not valid.
Oh,
and at that point,
okay.
I do not enter them into Focal Point. I just give them a call.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't Focal Point tell you that?
Yeah,
I have them come back and
say, yeah.
Not.
You don't want Focal Point to tell you that because you get penalized for it.
Oh, really? In what way?
They'll shut your account. They
wow.
penalize for undeliverables, spam complaints, and unsubscribes. So you want to keep those down to a minimum. Now, you can't control things like that, but if you can control it, it's definitely worth trying.
Okay. www.leadspend.com.
Just one S. It's just lead and then spend.
Oh, well, yeah, I wrote it all as one word. Very good.
And there's a bunch of email validators out there. That's just the first one that popped up when I Googled email validator.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Any other questions, guys? Oh, I see that a lot of you guys are muted out. I hope I'm not muting you out. I hope it's you guys that muted yourself out.
I'm not muted out, I don't believe.
I hear you.
Okay, so...
okay, yeah, Maria's muted out. Oh, you're unmuted, Maria.
Hi.
Hi.
Every time I get on your call lately, I'm automatically muted out.
Oh, so was Jamie. Well, no.
Yeah, I have that happen a lot.
That's
yeah,
so weird, huh?
It is.
Yeah, and I can't get in many times.
Gotta love technology.
Yeah, when it works.
Well, if you're ever trying to ask a question and I can't hear you, instant message me. I keep that up as well.
What's your IM?
Christy _ Wooten.
Okay.
And I typically keep that up 24/7. If you message me and I don't answer right away, that's because I'm logged in on my phone, and my phone's probably at the bottom of my purse. That happens from time to time.
It's a good place for it.
Yeah. And the thing is when I'm logged in from my phone, it doesn't. If I haven't even touched my phone for 3 hours, it still just shows that I'm available. It doesn't show idle or busy. It just shows that I'm available. So that's usually what happens if somebody tries to message me and I don't answer. That's the situation.
If I don't get to mine fast enough, I can't even answer it. And then when I can answer it, it's the person that's calling me, I can hardly hear them, and I can't turn on the speaker. So I'll be so glad when I can get rid of this phone.
Oh, I can imagine. All right, guys, any other questions before we wrap it up? I know everybody's busy getting ready.
The
IM Messenger, where is that at?
Instant Messenger?
Mm-hmm.
I use Yahoo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And most of us are on Yahoo Instant Messenger. And I found, you know, it's not like it's a new technology. We've been using it forever. But I found that Yahoo is such a great way to stay connected with team members throughout the day. I sit here and communicate with tons of team members all day long on instant messaging. And it really just kind of gives you the feel of you're not working by yourself. You have a whole team of people. They might not be sitting right next to you. but they're right there working beside you. So it's a great thing to get connected on Yahoo Instant Messenger if you haven't already done so. It's a great way to ask quick questions to your enroller and also get connected to other team members and just share your day. Like, I'm always talking with my leaders throughout the day, every day, just working side by side with them, and I love it.
I did the same thing.
Mm-hmm. It makes a big difference. That way you can just kind of share what, you know, you can laugh about it, you know, anything like, oh, somebody just hung up on me, ha, 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 and then you get back to work, and or I just enrolled somebody, yay, you know, it's just good to have somebody to share your day with. I like that.
Yeah, and then
all right, guys, well, I will let you guys get to your day. I would love to see everybody on this call, if you aren't already, I would love to see you guys hit Regional Sales Director this month. I feel that there's no reason why you can't. If you want it, you can absolutely do it. So what I would do is I would let your enroller or even me shoot me an email and let me know that you are going to be RSD in March or that this is your goal. I would love to have an email box full of I'm going to be RSD in March. I think that would be amazing. And I'm looking forward to having an amazing month. And if, as always, if you guys have any questions, just let me know. I'm always happy to help. So I will talk with you soon. Game on, guys.
Bye, Christy.
Thanks, Christy.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome, Shirley.
Shirley.